Today's hits, yesterday's favorite CKDR. Good morning. I'm Richard McCarthy. In studio with me is a member of the Princess Court Family Council in Dryden, Carol Gardam. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Richard.
Carol's here to let us know about a big project that has been going on that the Princess Court Family Council has been involved in. But first off, Carol, perhaps for those who don't know about the Princess Court Family Council, who are you?
Well, Richard, we are families and friends of residents who volunteers to advocate for their loved ones to help improve their quality of life, well-being, and happiness. Some of the projects that we were involved with before COVID happened was we painted the benches out front of Princess Court where families visit with their loved ones with nice bright colors. We initiated some family days on Sundays, which included bringing our pet dogs in to visit with the residents, which we all know is excellent therapy for them. And we also invited the Dryden High School art students' classes to come paint murals on the walls and hang their artwork on bulletin boards around the home. And this provided a unique opportunity for the seniors and students to interact with each other, and especially for students to feel more comfortable being around seniors. And then we started a new Facebook page before COVID for families and friends from near and far to see pictures of all the wonderful activities and events that their loved ones are involved with at Princess Court. And it also served a great communication tool during COVID to post visiting restrictions, updates, and any other information that they wanted to get out to the public. So if you'd like to follow and like our Facebook page, it's pretty simple. It's just Princess Court Family Council.
The council has been involved, very successful, very bright, and very welcoming door wraps project. Tell us about that and how it came to be.
So back in 2019, Lori Russell and Angela Edison from the Canadian Mental Health Association in Dryden approached Family Council with this project. From their perspective, the goal for the project is called wayfinding, and that's to help residents identify their room and help them find their way back to their own room with the help of a distinct color and design. Previously, all residents' doors were sort of that beige institute type. Just everything was all the beige. So they approached Family Council, and Heather Compardo, sadly, she passed away suddenly a few short months ago, but we were both involved with Family Council at the time. I was the chair and she was the secretary. They've since passed away, but at that time, my dad and Heather's mom were residents in Princess Court. So we decided to take this project on to help enhance our loved ones' lives, adding color to the halls of Princess Court, and therefore creating more of a neighborhood feel for all the residents in their home. We had huge support. Families, community groups, and community businesses have been extremely supportive, and we continued on with the project, even during COVID, as much as we could. We actually expanded our original goal of adding covers to each of the residents' door and moved forward to include all 6 elevator doors and some wall coverings as well. So the end result is we are thrilled for the 96 residents who live at Princess Court that each of their doors are covered, which adds up to 90 doors total. 6 elevator doors as well, 3 main double door elevators and 3 service elevator doors. Plus we have 4 window sills on the wall. They look like a window with shutters and have a nice flower pot on them. And some of the walls have been covered with scenes of Dryden in the area.
Good stuff. We're going to be sharing some of the pictures of what it looks like now in Princess Court. You'll be able to see those pictures on my page on ckdr.net. Now, Carol, some other people have been involved that helped Heather and you?
Yes, we had lots of help from other people. Del Whiteside and DECO, which is the Dryden Extended Care Organization, they helped with our finances and banking. Marge Stalavich helped with creating an attractive poster to thank our sponsors as we moved along. And each time we advertised and updated our project to thank our current sponsors with the poster, it attracted more interest from people and groups who wanted to contribute. So we were appreciative of that. Lori and Angela from the Canadian Mental Health Association, they installed the 90 residence doors, which was an enormous task. And the Princess Court maintenance staff helped by removing all the door handles and installing a clear kick plate that helps protect the doors from wheelchairs and walkers and carts that might bang into them. And our local photographer, John Terpstra, his amazing photography skills helped bring to life beautiful pictures of scenes from our area. Heather and I chose areas that we thought would be sort of identifiable with Dryden, such as the government dock, the river and the mill, a picture from a powwow, and the downtown Main Street on King Street. Boreal Signs were able to take his pictures and turn them into large wall wraps, and they installed them on the various walls on the different floors. And lastly, our husbands, Don Compardo and Bob Gardam, they cleaned and prepped all the doors before the installation of the wraps, and then took over from Lori and Angela and installed the elevator doors, as well as all the donated by and in memory signs on each of the door frames.
Nice to hear the husbands were involved too.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to 2023.
Well, after several delays with interruptions and restrictions and shutdowns due to COVID, This past week, we held 3 days of open houses to thank our sponsors for their tremendous support of this project. They were able to come and tour the building, get their picture taken with a resident in front of the beautiful door that they sponsored, and then we had cake with them and residents joined in as well. Robin Corner and the activity department staff set up the welcome room, helped be the tour guides, and along with some volunteers from DECO and my family, hosted a wonderful 3 days. It was a real celebration of this project and the chance to witness how much beauty and color it has added to the residents' lives and their home.
Well done. Well done indeed. What's up for the future of Princess Court's Family Council?
Well, we want to say a big congratulations and thank you to Ernest Sweet Gilmore, who is going to take over as a chair for the Family Council. And I hope to see the new and previous families join her to continue the great work Family Council does for the residents. As we all know, volunteers make such a big difference, and they've got a wonderful staff at Princess Court that helps us out, and they've got such a great rapport with all the residents there as well. So big shout out to the staff as well. And please look for some pictures on our Family Council Facebook page in the next few days that show all the wonderful celebrations that we had during the open houses this past week.
Good work done once again by Princess Court Family Council. Member of the council, Carol Gardam, has been my guest this morning. Carol, thanks for doing what you've done and for updating us on the wonderful Door Wraps project and much, much more.
Well, thank you, Richard and CKDR, for having me come and talk about this group and all the wonderful activities and events that happen at Princess Court. We're very happy about this project.